KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Chris Guziak here, guest DJ on your local radio station, KX93.5. And I'm here today to help raise money for the station and to play some fun, cool indie / alternative tracks. And so we're going to roll right now into The Strokes with Soma.
Oh,
Okay. Well, so I'm real excited to be here. Chris Guziak, I'm a local real estate agent here in Laguna Beach. I probably know a lot of you, have met a lot of you around town. And real excited to be here at the station following so many amazing guest DJs of the day. So many people did such a great job today. And I'm the last guy on the agenda here. One thing I did want to talk about is I'm running a program right now where I'm actually giving away commissions from my real estate transactions to charity. And the way I decide what charity gets the donations is really by listening to my clients. So it's really, if a client wants to have me donate some of my commissions, I donate 20% to the charity of their choice. One of the nonprofits I'm really happy to be working with is a local charity called With My Own Two Hands Foundation. And we actually have on the phone right now Lindsay Plummer. And in addition to making a pledge to the radio station, we're going to have her just say a few words about what the mission is of With My Own Two Hands and how they're making a difference. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I'm glad you called in.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. I mean, we're so thrilled to be a part of the Guziak Group and you know, a part of your charity efforts. And basically, with us, what we do is we're based in Laguna Beach, but we do work and primarily fundraising to help provide sustainable solutions to projects in Africa that benefit children in need. And we're currently building a school right now in Ruiru, Kenya, and which will open in the beginning of January. And then we're also working right now on building a dormitory for, it's called the AIC Rescue Center, and they rescue girls from female genital mutilation along with being sold into childhood marriages and so forth. So we're super thrilled about all the projects ahead, and just to even have your support in the community, we're just so grateful.
Yeah, that's very exciting work that you're doing, and I know it's making a big difference over in Africa, and I know a lot of local people are involved with that. You know, trying to help things over there in Kenya. So thanks so much.
Yeah, we're so lucky to have the community and behind us and our efforts. And I think people really see how a little goes a long way and how it just really makes a huge impact over there. So we're super grateful for the Laguna Beach community and just kind of getting behind what we're doing. So.
Perfect. Thank you. And thank you so much for calling in and supporting KX93.5. And before you hang up, if you could just stay on the line, we want to make sure we get your number.
Yeah.
And we'll take it from there. Right now, though, we're going to go ahead and roll into the next track.
This monitors are a little bit hot. Sorry about that. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Yeah. Waiting after school for you. They want to know if you
was... Well, that was Arcade Fire. Love those guys. They have a new record out this year called Reflector. And I don't know that they play that track anywhere else except on this station. And I wanted to also say that sitting here with me in the studio is my good friend Tommy Benson. And he's got his guitar. He's kind of jamming along on his guitar with the music we're playing.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was the first time I heard that Arcade Fire song. That was a cool song. You like that one, Brian? That's Normal Person.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, what do you mean normal? Like normal, like I would be listening to this on KX935 music? Or let's
okay.
have a jam sesh. Why not?
Yeah.
So
that was a cool track.
We actually just got a phone call from Joni Fontaine. She pledged $100 on the show tonight. Thank you, Joni.
All right.
Love your support. And right now we're going to roll into the next track, which is by a little band called the Fighters of Foo.
Oh,
Foo AKA Fighters. Foo Fighters, off their new Sonic Highways record.
Dancing at your altar, beautiful.
Well, that was fun. That track was actually recorded in D.C., where I spent a long time living before moving to Laguna Beach. Guess which I like better, Laguna Beach or Washington, D.C.? So I think that was Joe Walsh actually jamming that guitar solo. I could be wrong. I'm going from memory. But I like that new record by the Foo Fighters. So we have a caller on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. Are you here to pledge?
I am.
That's awesome. We love pledges.
I wanted to call and let you know that I love listening to the station and was wondering if you could play some Stones for me.
Well, it is very possible that I can play some Stones for you.
Okay.
I will do my best.
This also sounds like my sister.
It is.
Hey, thanks, Tracy.
I'm in Indiana.
Well, you know, you can listen to KX all the way across the country.
I do. I listen to KX 93.5 on the podcast.
Ah.
It's 3 hours ahead of time up here, so. Yeah.
We'll get some rest, and.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you very much for the pledge. Really appreciate that. And thanks for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
We'll see if we can get some Stones, or if not, you know, your brother here has a guitar. I'm sure he can.
I think you know what? If I could hear my fave, I'd love to hear Tommy play. He's my favorite. Yep, he's awesome.
Thank you. So now we are going to roll into the next track, which is one of my favorite bands of all time, Radiohead. And, you know, I'm trying to keep it upbeat here. It's kind of hard to find an upbeat Radiohead track, but I think this one's pretty upbeat. So here's Jigsaw Falling Into Place.
Cool.
Yeah, this is the one that got me when I downloaded that.
So I said I'm sitting here with my friend Tommy Benson, which is awesome. I also was supposed to have the newest addition to the Guziak group with me, but unfortunately she's sick, and that would be Miss Laura Buckle. She has a much better radio voice than I do, with the posh British accent to kind of counterplay to Jason Fetty's British accent, maybe.
They could have
maybe
a
not.
Accent throwdown.
Yeah, we could try that one day, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
So sorry not to have her here, but she did call in and pledge, which was very unexpected of her, but she did do that, which I know the station appreciates. And another thing, I mentioned earlier that I have this program where I'm giving away commissions for charity, and I didn't tell really how you do that. What you do is you go to one of a couple of different websites, but probably the easiest one is called realtorsforcharity.com. That's realtors4charity.com. You just sign up there and you name your charity. And then if you buy or sell property through my group or any of my related brokers nationwide, actually, your charity gets the donation and it's your tax write-off. So anyway, look at that website if you want to know more about it.
I was amazed. 20% is, you know, sometimes up to 20%.
It's good to give back, buddy, you know. Yeah.
Well, you were just in the paper for the School Power as one of their star realtors, and all your contributions to School Power, which is such a wonderful organization.
Yeah, definitely have to support the local schools, and I'm a big supporter of School Power in their real estate honor roll program. So, all right, we're going to roll into the next song, and that is by Cage the Elephant, a track called Aberdeen.
I've been trying
Okay, well, guess what? We have another caller on the line. A longtime Laguna resident, David Shaw, is on the line. You there, Dave?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Hey, man, I just want to say a great selection of music tonight.
Oh, appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I want to make a place with the station.
Perfect.
Well, a great selection of music. I want to see, I'm wondering who has a larger selection. You are a great local station. What are you up to on your iTunes right now?
I don't know. Something like 10,000, 15,000 tracks. I don't know.
15,000. Yeah.
It's like your brain. You only use like 5% of it.
There you go.
Or something
very
like
cool,
that.
Man.
Well, thank you so much for your pledge, Dave. Appreciate it very much.
Definitely, Chris.
Have a great
Good
evening.
Work. You too.
And now I guess we have another caller, and it is Laura Gosselin. She's on the line. Are you there, Laura?
I am. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And Laura's made a pledge to the station as well. And Laura is here also to talk a little bit about her nonprofit that she recently started, which I think is just a fantastic idea, especially around the holidays. And it's called the Give Backpack. And so why don't you explain a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So my neighbor Holly and I founded the group last year when she was finishing law school. She was taking classes on children's law and found that the information was, she was really upset by it. And so, you know, we were talking one night, and what was most disturbing to us is when a child is taken from their home, the scene is often quite upsetting and volatile, and sometimes there's no time for them to pack their possessions. So once they go into foster care, they're given a trash bag to put their clothes in. And
wow.
And so they go through from home to home with their things in trash bags, and it's usually they come out with the clothes on their backs as well as some things that have been donated from, you know, the Goodwill or what have you. So they don't really have their own things, their own identity. They don't have a family anymore, and the feeling of, you know, being kind of thrown away is perpetuated by that one, you know, it's kind of a symbol in a way, is a trash bag. So we were talking one night, and we just decided that we were going to give backpacks to these kids and fill them with really fun things, you know, like new pajamas, comfort items, stuffed animals, blankets, new clothing that's age-appropriate.
That's amazing.
Toys, books, and things like that. And so we've been in business for about a year, and so far we've gotten over 100 backpacks that we've filled and gotten over to. We work exclusively with Orange County Social Services, and we get a lot of donations on our Facebook and Twitter followers. And
it's just a great idea.
Packs. It is. Thank you very much. We're very excited
about
it.
You managed to do so much with really just kind of doing this out of your homes, right? Out of your garages, pretty much.
Yeah, we work, we do it all from home, and people send us things, and a group of women kind of decided to adopt our charity and support us, and so they're constantly giving us new backpacks, and we actually recently focused on teen girls, because a lot of teenagers get overlooked. When you think of foster kids, you always think of, you know, toddlers, but there's a lot of teens that are in the system that never get any love, and they never get anything donated to them, and they age out of the system without ever feeling cared about. So we don't want them to age out and not have the feeling that someone thought about them once, you know? So we got these wonderful items donated for teen girls. So that was lovely.
That's great. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and have you stay on the line and we'll get your phone number. People can call into the station if they want to get more information on this. And
great.
Otherwise, you have a website?
Yes, it's thegivebackpack.com, and then you can also follow us on Facebook at thegivebackpack411, and then we're also on Twitter at givebackpack now.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Laura, for calling in.
Sorry, Chris. One other quick thing is I'm at the Joy Jar Factory for the Jesse Reese Foundation, and you can find out more information about their wonderful foundation as well at www.nibu.org.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
Bye now. So we're going to go ahead and roll into the next track, which is by the Bombay Bicycle Club. And I like these guys. It's a little bit of a gear shift from what we've been playing, but still a really cool song. And it's got a really long title. I'm not even going to try it right now. But here they go.
Thank you. pastures. No one could have known what that comeback kid did. No words can define all the social pressures that leads to the time when that comeback kid wins and wins and wins and wins and wins and wins.
Okay, well, so that was the Silver Sun Pickups. Kind of an older track of theirs. We have another caller, I'm told, and it is Jillian Braverman. Are you there, Jillian?
I am, Chris. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. Great music you've been playing tonight.
Oh, thanks. So,
oldies but goodies. Where are all the tracks that I requested? I bet those are coming up, right?
Well, you requested a couple that we've already played.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I should have been listening sooner.
There you go. Well, did you call in to pledge?
I did. I called in to pledge 50 big ones.
50 big ones. That makes you a bona fide member of the radio station, entitled to cool swag like a t-shirt and whatever else they give you. That's awesome.
Awesome. Cool. Happy to do it.
Thank you so much, Jillian, for calling in.
Absolutely. All right. Keep doing it.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Now we have a couple of special guests, and they are my children, Reed and Ava Guziak. You guys want to say hi?
Hi.
And I invited them in to help me out a little bit by each picking their favorite song or one of their favorite songs to play. And so Ava right now is going to go ahead and do that. What song do you want to play, Ava?
Hello, my name is Ava Paige Guziak, and I'm going to play Trouble by Taylor Swift.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like. Never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning. You're drowning. You're drowning. Now I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see. Now I see. Now I see. He was long gone when he met. Realize the joy.
was my daughter's pick. Ava, how old are you?
Six.
Lean up to the microphone, honey.
Six.
Okay. She loves Taylor Swift. It's not exactly the format I've been playing, but it fits right in. Works perfectly. And now to change gears even more, my son Reed is going to choose a song now. Reed, how old are you?
Eight.
Awesome. And you're in first, or you're in second grade?
Yep.
At what school?
Top of the World.
Perfect. And what song do you want to play?
We Are the People by Empire of the Sun.
Awesome, Reed. Here we go.
We can remember swimming in December, heading for the city lights, 1975. We sharing each other, nearer than father, son of the lemon, drips from your eyes. We lived an adventure, loving the summer, found the sun tonight, reminiscing of the times of life. We are the people that rule the world, a force running in every boy and girl, all rejoicing in the world, take me now.
Can't do well when I think you're gonna leave me, but I know I try. Are you gonna leave me now? Can't you be the leaving now? I can't do well when I think you're gonna leave me, but I know I try. Are you gonna leave me now? Can't you be the leaving now?
Can't you be the leader?
Wow, that was the extended version of that song. I like how it gets all bassy and gritty at the end there. Okay, well, it's been fun, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm about to sign off here on my first and only appearance on the radio station. It's been great. Thanks so much for supporting the station. Thanks to everybody who called in. It makes a huge difference. I love how the radio stations, KX93.5, and all the people involved with it have kind of become part of the fabric of Laguna culture, you know, just in a couple of years. It's really amazing. You know, I see Tyler all over the place. He's even in the Laguna 18 poker group, and he's actually, unfortunately, doing much better than I am in our little poker tournament series. And, you know, I just love the whole radio station and everything that they do. So to wrap up, I'm going to play one last track. It's actually one that Jillian Braverman had requested. It's Houdini. It's a RAC remix of Houdini by Foster the People. And thank you so much.